Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Thursday night, and tomorrow's my Friday, because I am a lucky girl. It is because I get to live an American dream. I work longer hours, so I have a 3-day weekend to work on my dreams. And believe me, if I can do it, work on my dreams, anybody can do it. You just don't listen to the people out there that tell you that you can't do it. And for those that tell, you know, they tell you that you can't do your dream, get away from them. Because what you don't want in your life is negativity. And that's the thing that I keep repeating over and over again. So maybe it'll rub off on people. And, you know, you can do anything you want in this life. All you've got to do is work for it. So, you know, I work every single day. And then, you know, I do other things, a radio show. I've been, you know, trying to finish this book where it was about a ferret that had come to me. And I had kept it as a pet. And it's something where I decided to do it as a children's story. So I'm almost done with that. I mean, there's many, many things that I'm doing. I run fan club pages. One of my other brothers, I call him one of my brothers, Jay Ginoni, out there in Hollywood. Yo, bro, I'm very proud of you out there. You doing your thing. So I'll give you some props because you are the man. Well, I think all my brothers are the men. But, you know, people just don't realize, I mean, if you're not in the entertainment business, you don't realize that it is hard work to work on film sets. It really, truly is. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple of things tonight, but to let you know, you can call in. I have the video chat up, and remember, if you do call in, please do not talk about politics or sexual orientation. I don't really want to talk about religion. I mean, I may mention God and such, but please, just those three topics. This is about dreams and inspiring people. That's all that I ask. And if I ever have guests on my show, if anybody calls in to disrespect my guest, I will disconnect them. I just am not having them on the show. This is not that type of show. If you want, go to Howard Stern or whoever else, you know, because I'm not having on. And when I have a guest on my show and they're talking about their dreams, I will let them, you know, speak. More than likely, I probably know the guest in my life or work with them or something. That's probably how they get on my show, or it's something through the community of stuff that I'm involved with. And that's why I have them on the show, because I kind of do know some of the people that come on the show. It's connected, or I know someone by someone that I know. So it's like it's all these connections, and that's how I have my guests on the show. So more than likely, my guests, I kind of do know them. And a couple of things. Moving up to Maine, I never thought, you know, you don't think of these things, but the week before we had an earthquake. I didn't know what it was. I was in CVS. The whole thing was shaking, and it was big, huge, it sounded like an explosion or more like along the lines of an airplane crashing into CVS. And I was like, what the heck is that? So not knowing what was going on, my cell phone didn't work. So you know how I found out it was an earthquake? I opened up my computer, and lo and behold, my brother J.G. Oney out there in California, he put us in status, oh, an earthquake out in Boston, but originated up here in Maine. So I'm going, okay, and I'm trying to ask him, is there aftershocks and stuff? I had no clue because it was the first time I've ever gone through an earthquake, so okay. And this week we have the hurricane. One night we didn't have electricity. I'm like, okay, that's enough with the natural disasters. Already Maine, it's like living up in the North Pole up here because it gets really cold. But I guess the saying goes, you know, if you live in New England, you can actually live anywhere. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it's going to have these natural disasters around here, I'm just moving to California. That's it. I just want a place that's nice and warm. If it's going to have natural disasters, you know, go off the bed, losing my house, at least I want to be in a nice, warm place. It's just like, hey, you know, I just want to, it's just, I mean, you just don't really think of these things, that these things are going to happen, you know. I guess when they do, you're like, wow, you're just living through the experience. But of course, it could have been much worse, and a lot of my peeps down there in New York, they've been underwater. I don't know when that water's going to subside down in New York there, so say a prayer, and a lot, like on the Jersey Shore and everything, a lot of people still underwater, total mess. And they're doing a lot of rescuing with animals and stuff. And what people don't really realize, there's animals that need to be rescued. And it's just, I've been seeing pictures where families are being reunited with their loved ones. And yes, people that do have pets, they do consider them their family. So seeing these pictures is so heartwarming. The firefighters, oh, thank you, firefighters, for rescuing people, rescuing animals. You are guardian angels. You're just, I mean, there's no words for you. You rescue your helpers, your warriors, where you just save the people, you save animals, and, you know, so the firefighters out there and the police and everyone out there, the rescuers, you know, the ASPCA, all the people, the animal humane societies that are, you know, saving out there, I'm saluting you tonight, so anybody down in the East Coast on the side, I'm just saying a prayer for all you peeps down there. You know, I hope you have a warm bed tonight. I hope you have a roof over your head. I hope you have food in your bellies. I hope you have clean water. You know, I hope you have loved ones that you can be surrounded in these tough times. So I'm saying a prayer for you, all you out there that, you know, made it through the disaster and, you know, are still standing today. So, you know, say a little prayer for them down in the East Coast. And, you know, lucky I only had to lose my electricity for like a day, so I was very lucky. And I feel at that whole night, I was like, dear God, please, if we just got to lose the electricity, that's, you know, that's the only thing I could think of. I was like, fine, can handle that, you know, just hope everybody's safe. That's what I was praying for. And lo and behold, you know, it was just the electric. I was very thankful for that. So here I am, surviving an earthquake and a hurricane. Yes, I can do a little laugh because it's like, you know, you make it. You just end up making it, going on. And speaking of going on, what I like to bring up, you know, for Halloween, I was Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. I actually won a contest in work today, so that was kind of cool. I won a little bit gift card, and I'm so excited because I want to get my own little gym. I'm getting an elliptical trainer, And that's something I want to need. And I have been eating really good. I've been eating salads. I'm addicted to salads right now. It's my addiction. Fresh salad, lettuce, fresh turkey, extra tomatoes, extra cucumbers, artichokes, and fat seed dressing. So I'm very much addicted to salads now, yes. And I am going to work out like a mother. I'm going to work out like a mofo. Let me tell you, it's like I'm trying to do some walking and such, but I'm going to be ordering that elliptical, and they're going to deliver it here. So, you know, I'm very, very excited about that. So, you know, if it starts getting really cold, I can actually work out as much as I want. I can work out until I pass out. Actually, to tell you the truth, before I actually came up here to Boston, I almost became certified as a fitness trainer. I was working in a couple of fitness centers, the Winchester Country Club Bally's. So I had plenty of experience to work at a fitness center, and I've always been around that type of atmosphere, and I feel very lucky and blessed because what more of a positive atmosphere and workout places? So, you know, it's something I've always, you know, loved working out. I've loved martial arts. So it's something that I've just always loved, and I think it is important to work out. So, you know, I just can't wait. And actually, believe it or not, it's pink. My elliptical is the color of pink. Yes, I know I don't have tons and tons of things pink. It's just like, it's a little bit different. You know how you just want something a little bit different than anybody else has? So this was a little bit different. It's kind of cute, but it's workout equipment. It's something I want, you know. So I work hard for it. I pay for things that I want, you know. So if it makes me happy and it's a pink elliptical, I know, crazy, huh? You know, I mean, if it had Jackie Chan, like, painted on it, I would still love it. Speaking of Jackie Chan, the day of the hurricane, I got my Jackie Chan fan club from, you know, I think I've told everyone, I joined it, and I got these real pictures of Jackie Chan in the fan club page. And, ladies and gentlemen, to let you know, a little promo for Jackie Chan. Yes, yes, yes. In the fan club letter, there's something with the poster, and I don't think Jackie's too happy about it. And it's official, ladies and gentlemen. I got it from the Jackie Chan exclusive from the fan club. Chinese Zodiac is open December 12, 2012. So that's how you know the world isn't going to end because of Jackie Chan's realm. And they're going to show it on December 12, 2012. And I'm actually taking that day off from work, and I think I'm seeing it a couple of times. I just have to. I mean, I just got to support Jackie. Jackie, you know, if you're listening, support you. Awesome. I love you, Jackie. I know I'm going to work with Jackie Chan. Yes, I say this in all of my shows, but no one can stop me. It doesn't matter what anybody says because I've loved Jackie Chan since I was a child. You cannot, I mean, you just can't take away someone's dream. And just follow my path, bring in the most positive people in my path. I mean, come on, people that are martial artists, stunt peeps, you know, people that are in the business. What more positive things, positive people can I have in my life than people that are martial artists? And you know they have the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit, everything well balanced. So I know I'm lucky. And not to have, you know, sound conceited or anything, but I am self-confident to know that I am good enough to work with Jackie Chan. No one can tell me different. And no matter what anybody says to me, it's just going to go one ear and out the other. I just don't listen to people. I'm just strong and set on wanting to work with Jackie Chan, and you just will not change my mind, no matter what anybody says. And besides that, who is anybody to say anything to Jackie Chan? Now, he has his own companies. How do you not know I could be in a film with one of his companies over in China and work on a film? There's many different people in a Jackie Chan film. If you look at them, if you watch Jackie Chan, I mean, maybe some of you people out there don't really watch his film, but you've seen over the years, not just like models and stuff, many different people from many different backgrounds have been in a Jackie Chan film. Speaking of Jackie Chan, I got my little Jackie Chan kitty. She's like, love me, love me, love me. And I was like, good kitty, be good kitty. This is not the time to be petted. Well, I got to pet the little kitty. I just got to love her. I mean, she's just this wonderful little furball I just like to cuddle up with. I can't help myself. When I see something cute, I see something cute. Anyway, to get back to Jackie, I've always always loved Jackie. He's one of the most positive people in the entertainment business. I mean, there's other people, but for me, Jackie Chan is the most positive person all the time. No matter where Jackie goes, positive, positive, positive. His smile is amazing. Jackie Chan has this smile that just makes millions of people happy just by him smiling. Now, if you've seen the previews to Chinese Zodiac, you can YouTube it. There's a couple more new trailers, and it shows him in this get-up, and he's like, has all these roller blades attached to his body, on his feet, on his leg, and he's going down this big, huge hill on a street. It's just like, man, this guy's done it all. What hasn't Jackie Chan done? I mean, if you really think about it, he's done, like, everything. So how can Jackie Chan top himself? That's the one thing I couldn't answer, because he's done everything in films, and I just couldn't answer it. If someone can answer that for me, what do you think that Jackie Chan, how could he top himself? I don't know. I mean, he's just done, like, anything and everything you can think of, and he's broken every single bone in his body. You know, he's a walking broken bone machine, but thank goodness, you know, Jackie's still here today, and I pray to God that this guardian angel is watching over Jackie Chan, because I really would love to see Jackie Chan here for, like, another, like, 100 years or so, because he brings so much happiness, and he gives back so much, and that's, I mean, can you see why I like him so much? I mean, people say you should be the person, you know, be yourself. But to have people like Jackie to look up to him, I don't think it's a bad thing. Because if what Jackie does in his life inspires me to do even better things in my life, to help people, to help animals, it has got to mean something. And I know Jackie knows about me. And Jackie, if you happen to be listening to, hi, I hope sometime you can call on my show. So I would be overjoyed. And Jackie Chan, if you're hearing the show, if you happen to be listening to the show, if you ever come on the show, I would love to do a one-on-one interview with you. And you will never have to worry about anybody driving you crazy, because I am in charge of the show. And no one will ever disrespect you, because this is my show. This is the Shelly Minchuk Show. And yes, I will definitely, definitely make sure, you know, no one will ever disrespect you, Jackie. So anyway, December 12th, 2012, at the movie theaters, Chinese Zodiac. I believe it's on a Wednesday. I'm not waiting until a Friday to see the show. I am going to see it on that Wednesday. I am taking that day off. Yes, I'm taking that off. I think I have some vacation time. I think I'm going to use that vacation time to go see a film. And I might see it a couple of times. I can't help it. Jackie Chan films bring so much happiness to me. And if you look on Jackie Chan's Facebook page, there's over 28 million people. I think maybe 29, I lost track, but you know what I mean. There's over 28 million people on Jackie Chan's Facebook page. That's like a whole country. I mean, seriously, if you really think about it, Jackie Chan has a whole, like, army. Imagine, like, a whole United States filled of Jackie Chan fans. I mean, that's going to be amazing. If you're thinking about 28 million, I don't know how many people in the United States, but just think of it. Over 28 million people who love Jackie Chan. Do you know what, like, that country would be like? Oh, my gosh. It'd be a Jackie Chan party, Jackie Chan films, Jackie Chan this and Jackie Chan that. You know, I truly never thought at the age of 42 I would ever be doing these things that I'm doing a radio show, writing, doing films, horseback riding lessons, and I just turned 42, and, you know, to let everyone know, I think this summer, what I want to do is a bathing suit photo shoot. We shall see. You know, it's something, Betty Page, very tasteful, that type of style. Not really beyond a certain point, but I just want to show. You know, I'm going to try really hard. You know, I want to get a little bit more cut and stuff like that. And it's just how I work. Now, I don't have to get, you know, any operation or plastic surgery. I'm just doing it all natural, eating good, and I'm going to work out. And, you know, no, like I said, no plastic surgery, no stomach surgery or nothing. Because, I mean, I've heard about, you know, with stomach surgeries or whatever the different types are, some of them failed and some people have gone back to what they used to be. I mean, it does work for some people, but, I mean, I just hear more times, like half of the times, that it doesn't work for people and they just go back to what they were. So I'm like, you know what? If I was getting more money, I'd be doing it more for films than to have surgery. Plus, I think I'm pretty much healthier than I was when I was in my 20s and 30s, so I know I'm much more healthier. And, you know, just having a great spirit, a great soul, a mind, and I know if I set my mind to something, I can do it. And other things that I've been trying to do, I am doing a couple things on Facebook. I'm actually running a page called You Were Worth It, and I'm doing it for kids because there's a lot of kids out there. There's this trend that I just don't like at all, and they're taking their lives because of bullies, and I think they just feel so lonely and so desperate. And these kids are like 12 or 13, and I've heard a story that one kid was as young as age 9 taking their lives because they feel bullied and alone. And you see these parents, and, you know, you can't really blame the parents, because one time in my life when, you know, I was younger, I had bullies, and I've mentioned on the show, so that's why I started that page, You Are Worth It, because I just hope if some kid sees it, it's going to let them know they're not alone. I mean, right now, I mean, I made it into adulthood, and, you know, my life, I'm very happy. There's no drama or nothing in it. But I'm hoping to show that there's kids out there that think they're alone. If someone like myself can get past the bullies and stuff and make it into adulthood, you know, they can too. I mean, for the kids out there that feel alone, how do you not know you could be a child that grows up, and you could be a doctor, and you can save someone's life? You know, you could become a heart surgeon or a brain surgeon. How do you know one of you kids out there that are being bullied right now, I feel alone, how do you not know that you're going to grow up? If you love animals, how do you not know you're going to be a rescuer of animals? Or if you're an artist, how do you not know you could be one of those anime drawers? I mean, or maybe you're going to design some video games or something. Because if you have dreams and goals, maybe it seems so far out of reach, but I promise you that you kids out there that actually feel alone, to let you know, you can become something really great in your own life. You know, in adulthood, it'll go by fast. You won't believe it. I mean, you're young now, but it will go by fast. And once you reach adulthood, you can make your own decisions. And sometimes, you know, we make mistakes and we go through experiences, but that's what makes us a better person, a human being, and an adult. We just learn not to make the mistakes over ever again, and we move on, and we become the person we are supposed to be. And in my life, I have always known I was meant for something big. It's just something I've always known. I don't think it's just to work with Jackie Chan. I think it's to have a bigger voice, you know, to do bigger things. And I already know the day it comes when I work with Jackie Chan, it's going to be a responsibility, because it's going to give me a bigger voice. And I'm going to keep my head on my shoulders. And I know that to work with Jackie Chan, it's no joke. It's no joke whatsoever. And, you know, I just know I can. And if I can do it, you can do it too. So I just want to say, you know, I just want to play this one song called Battle Song. Once again, it's from my brother, Horace Zakora DeLisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Now, if you want to help out and donate to a film, and yes, I am part of this film. I know people have questions about films and stuff out there, and you know, no one's panhandling. I work on the set, and I've been working with my brother and on Unicovia Pictures for 3 years now. We've been working on self-care. They're doing the costumes. I even helped just a tiny little bit. It wasn't really that much, but I'm not really a costume designer, so I even saw that last Saturday. Everything they're doing themselves. So if you donate money to Falcare, you can look on Facebook. I mean, you can even come to my Facebook page, Shelly Nunchuck Finnegan. You can see me. You can find Ahura, A-H-U-R-A-Z, and you can look him up. You can look up Falcare, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. You can go and you can see everything. If you want to donate, you can donate to the school or the fundraiser or everything. You can check everything out. And he does music. He's a composer. And as you know, a film, it sets the mood. A song, it sets the mood for a film. So if you know something's epic, you'll feel something. So this right here, it's called Battle Song, and I'm going to play it. So here we go. Once again, Ahura Zecora Deliza. Once again, that was Battle Song with my great brother, Ahura Zecora Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Told you it was an awesome, epic song. So anyway, I hope everyone out there is having a safe, happy Halloween. I already gave out tons and tons of candy at my brother's house Friday night. It was awesome. And I think I'm going to end the show. And actually, because I do have to do a couple of things, I might have a guest on Sunday, so we shall see. Anyway, I was blessed and honored to actually be in this video with Dale by Loud and Cap at Triceptive Studio. And it just puts me in a good feeling. And just remember out there, those who say that you can't do something, do not listen to them at all. Believe me, I'm living proof. I went through stuff, I mean, you know, just to get to where I am. And people, you know, they said that Jackie would never speak to me and such. Well, I guess I proved them wrong, didn't I? And, you know, it isn't about getting revenge. It isn't about getting the last laugh. Because if you laugh every single day, you know, that's the best part of life, is enjoying it. Well, anyway, everyone, have a good time tonight. It is Halloween, so put you in a good mood to start your nights off. For anybody that's partying out there, just stay safe. Don't drink and dive. Drink and drive, whatever. Yeah, it sounds like I've been drinking. Anyway, everyone, have a good night. Have fun. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Last rip. Cat a bee. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus. Check it, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left and right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near,